Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 16th of January, recording at 7:41 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick review of the day's events. Stock markets, a bit of a pause here today. Now, not everywhere. In Asia, some of the smaller markets, such as the Philippines, Indonesia, and Malaysia tended to do quite well. I think all were pushing into new high ground again today. Elsewhere, we had very quiet activity, and the European markets hovered around unchanged to a little down, but then weakened as the day progressed. But no gains of 1%. I think the UK FTSE was about the biggest, perhaps on interest rate concerns, down 0.76 of a percentage point. Wall Street at the moment is close to the day's highs. That's not much, but it was down most of the day so far. Currently up 12 in the Dow, but down 4.25 in the composite as I speak. Government bonds a little firmer in here today. Small gains as shown on the four contracts that I'm looking at for gilts, euro bonds, and US 30-year treasuries and 10-year treasuries. And the US dollar. Now, that had eased but then firmed again, so it's really quite steady. It dipped below 85 on the US dollar index, got down to 84.64, but is currently at 85.10, and that's only three ticks off the high. So the dollar is still pretty steady in here, and albeit in an area of resistance. The big story here, I think, is oil again. We have touched another new low here, 51.21. As I speak, and I see crude has been as low as 50.53, and at 51.21 it's down 178. Now, precious metals are mostly a bit easier in here today, although gold is only down a dollar, 625.70, was down at 622.90 at one stage. Also up at 6:28 at one point, but quiet here. Silver came off a little bit more, 1264 and a half last traded. I bought a little bit more silver in here today, but these precious metals, well, this is the review. So what else to mention? Grains and beans. Now, corn opened limit up for the second day, but then well, actually, it hadn't opened limit up previously, just moved yesterday. It moved very quickly to limit up. But it opened limit up today and then came off on the day. It's still up a little bit, up 6 cents, but it has a smallish 20 cent limit. The other grains and beans, having had those explosive moves yesterday on the upside, are down a little bit in here today. Industrial metals. Mixed. I see. Yeah, up a little bit, down a little bit, depending on which one you're looking at. Okay, so what do we make of it all? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, plenty of nervousness around. That will not have escaped your attention, but the technical action is good. And even the markets that had seen the most overheated action recently, such as the China Shanghai A-share index, well, that's back up testing the 3,000 level once again. Owen put those charts up. You can have a look at those. And the H-share though, the Hong Kong H-share index is doing not quite so well. In the political patch, on the political patch, gone right out of my head. Venezuela. Venezuela is weak again in here today. Chavez paying the price for his nationalization moves. And that looks pretty dodgy to me. But those are sort of special. Well, Venezuela is very much a special situation play. Generally, the overall theme here for global stock markets is that with few exceptions, the main exceptions being the smallish markets among the Middle Eastern oil producers, which remain quite weak, but everything else is really doing quite well. And in terms of the developed country markets in Asia, Japan looks poised for a major move. I don't think it's going to start tomorrow, but I think it'll start this quarter. After a period of underperformance, Taiwan looking very promising, so South Korea. India, which everyone keeps trashing, is very, very steady in here overall. The European markets are all in overall upward trends, and okay, some of those have become a little bit more choppy. They're not that choppy, but they're more choppy than they were in October and November when they just grounded out on the upside in very, very consistent fashion. But this is still bullish territory at a bullish or bullish action, I should say, at a, what is a seasonally bullish period. So I'm still quite relaxed about this, and the fact that there are quite a few people around who are fairly nervous about these markets is not a bearish point overall. Sure, we'll get into trouble at some stage. What market doesn't? But does not appear to be imminent. And government bonds. I don't like this sector, as you know. And read what Donald Cox had to say. I was able to post basic points in here today. My favorite report in the sense it is such an entertaining read, and there's a lot of wisdom in it and perspective and history and so on. So I think everyone will benefit from that report. But look at the figures, some of the figures that he produced on bonds. I think over 6 trillion of bonds floated last year, and that's serious money. No supply inelasticity there, one could say. But what concerns me most about bonds is their influence on stock markets and really other markets as well. If bond yields were to shoot upwards, that would be a headwind for areas that I like that are quiet, underperforming here at the moment, such as the precious metals. But bonds are not a problem in here at this stage, nor is the dollar a problem, and nor is the oil price a problem, except for oil producers. It's really bizarre. Sometimes you see a comment in the press saying stock markets in Asia or wherever were down today because of weakness in the oil market. Well, that's nonsense. So people haven't got a better excuse to explain why on that particular day there were more sellers than buyers. But the weaker oil price is a tonic for the global economy, and watch for that evidence of that second wind for the global economy. And if we don't see it in the first quarter of 2007's figures, we will certainly see it in the second quarter, and I think the remainder for the remainder of the year, as long as oil prices stay low. And as I say, they're still searching for a low. So equities, clear sailing. Don't like bonds. There will be additional upward pressure on interest rates, long-term interest rates, but possibly maybe not that much over the short to medium term. Precious metals are still quietly in a support building phase here, holding up tolerably well, given the strength that we've seen in the dollar over the last 2 weeks or more. And I maintain that they're in an accumulation zone. That's the way I've been playing it at any rate. But patience is so often required in these markets. We want to have everything happen once positions are established, or once my positions are established. I want it to all happen immediately. And of course, in a consolidation, even a medium-term consolidation, it pales into insignificance when one starts to look at longer-term charts of past history. So, the grain and bean complex, which appeared to be consolidating after last year's good gains and during the second half of the year, and then burst into life so dramatically yesterday on the heels of that government report talking about possible shortages, the rundown of stockpiles. That remains an interesting area. I didn't want to chase, but if things quiet down because people say, well, let's wait and see what happens with El Nino, let's wait and see what happens with the various crops, and this is not in a crucial growing season here right now, then if the markets ease back a little bit and without dynamics, then that may well tempt me to go back in and reestablish a long position in either corn, soybeans, or wheat, and maybe all three. And what else to mention to you here? Industrial metals. See what Donald Cox has to say about those. And he's someone who I think has been pretty well on top of that industrial metal game, at least over the last several years, during which I've been following his comments. And it's quite interesting. Also, read the short report from UBS on the copper short position, because I've commented on that before and I've produced evidence of that before, or in one of the reports. I think it might have been an earlier UBS report talking about that growing short position in copper. And that I've described large short positions in markets that are fairly thinly traded, and that certainly applies to copper. Large short positions in that type of environment usually turn out to be a form of Russian roulette. Currently, or in the short term, copper's lost some downside momentum, but if there's going to be a bear squeeze, we'll see a phenomenal dynamic on the upside. And when that does take place, I think some of these lagging metal shares might well surprise on the upside. And I think that's pretty much it. So, again, all the best to all of you.